mind, invited us to come into his house. Just one more time. Great things. Great things. David said, and I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. This is our call for corporate worship. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. Then David said, in the 150th number of Psalm, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in God's sanctuary. Praise God for his mighty acts. Praise God with the timbrel and dance. Praise God with the cymbals. Praise him with the loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. We've come into this house. We've gathered in God's name to praise ye the Lord. For those who are visiting with us, we invite you to sing along with us in the choir as we sing this introductory song to welcome our hearts back into the house of the Lord again. We have come into this house. Our hearts are open, and our minds are clear. We have come into this house to worship God.
Let us all stand to our feet because we have come into this house. Hallelujah, Lord.
We have come.
Together
to worship, just to worship him. We have come, we all have come. We come together to worship him. We have come, we all have come. Forget about yourself. Hallelujah. And concentrate. And worship. And worship him. Forget about yourself. And concentrate. And worship him. Forget about yourself and concentrate and worship Christ. We've come to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Christ. Hallelujah, Christ the Lord. Now let us all lift up holy hands. Holy hands, hallelujah, a holy hand, and magnify, and worship, we're lifting up our holy hands, a holy hand.
Say amen. We thank God for being in God's house just one more time. You may be seated. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to invoke God's presence into this house. Bow our heads together, shutting out the cares of this world, that we may enter into a period of corporate worship. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you, Lord, for inviting us once more into your house. We thank you for 6 days that we worked in obedience to your word We've gathered once again to worship you in spirit and in truth. But Lord, we know that apart from you, we can do nothing. So we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you send forth your spirit amongst us this morning, getting to everything that happens here today, that when we leave this place, we can say, surely, surely, we've been in worship with God. Then God will be so careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. A hymn of affirmation this morning is hymn number 440, Love Divine, All Love Excelling. For those who are visiting with us, please get a hymnal out of the pew and let us stand together and join in with the Martin Luther King Senior Choir as we sing the hymn of affirmation, Love Divine, All Love Excelling. Then let us remain standing after we sing for the reading of the scripture lesson this morning, recorded in the Gospel of Luke. The scripture lesson will be led this morning by Dr. Selena Smith, a student at the Cannon School of Theology and a doctor at Morehouse School of Medicine. We thank God for all who are gathered in this place. Let us stand together and sing a song unto the Lord.
entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all this work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need for only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. your church. I've been in love, the Lord. I come to tell you that I really love, I love the Lord. You see, you don't know what he's done for me. Every day he gives me the victory. And I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him.
I really love,
I love, I love,
and sorrow. On and on in life's dark sea, when I saw far in the distance there a ship it seemed to be, and I recognized it was Jesus as he called out sweet to me, I have come, my friend, to save you. Step on board and follow me. I got up, but hesitated, wondering who this friend could be. Though the waves, oh, wild and dashing, seeming they would swallow me, then he raised his hands toward me. Calm the wild and raging sea. With a voice so sweet and tender, these words he whispered to me. 'Tis thee, O ship of Zion, 'tis thee, O ship of the gorge. Many years it sailed the waters, many souls have made the voyage. Then I recognized Captain, it was Jesus in command. 'Tis the old ship of Zion, and it is bound for Canaan land. It has landed many a thousand. it has landed many a thousand. It has landed many a thousand. Get on board. Get on board. Then I stepped aboard the vessel through the straits and through the gorge. Many years it sailed the waters. Many souls have made the voyage. Then I recognize the captain. It was Jesus in command. 'Tis the old ship of Zion, and it is bound for Canaan land. King Jesus is a captain. King Jesus is the captain. King Jesus is the captain. Get on board.
Presence of the Almighty. Every mind open to think fresh and anew. Eternal and everlasting God, our Heavenly Father, how precious this moment, which is ours, to call upon thy almighty and transforming name. We come to lift up thy name with glory and honor. We come full of sin that you might utilize thine divine eraser and blot out all our iniquities. God, we have sinned and fallen short of thy glory, but thanks be unto you that you have grace unlimited. Thanks be unto you that you have unmerited mercy that allows us to stand right now. Stand when some may want to fall. Stand when some are crying on the inside. Stand when some are battered by life's changing scenes. Stand when some's bodies are afflicted with pain. Stand when some souls are divided by the arrows of Satan. Stand when our feet are tired, when our minds are mangled with misery, when our hearts are heavy with burdens. We still stand. We're able to stand because we say thanks, because we're standing on your promises. For your promises are true. Your promises are eternal. Your promises are everlasting. Your promises do not falter, nor do they fail. And we stand on those precious promises. God, touch today somebody under the sound of my weak voice. Oh, you know all about us. You know where we're falling down. You know where we're weak. You know where we can't seem to make it on our own, but we're able to go because you're going before us. You're lifting us up on every leaning side. You're giving us a foundation under us. And, oh, God, we're able to be here, and we're just glad to be in your house one more time. One more time to feel the radiant spirit of love that goes from heart to heart and breast to breast. One more time to be able to lift up your name and shout the hallelujah. One more time. Even if we can't say the hallelujahs, we know that whatever's going on, that this too shall pass. Somebody right now needs to know that, God, that as they travel down life's weary road, that whatever roadblocks in the way, that this too shall pass. And oh God, as we now live in this land of the dying, we know that there's another place that's called the land of the living. We know that there's no danger in the journey because we know that you are our King and your King Jesus who's in charge. We know that there's no danger because you have landed many a thousand. And we're grateful, God, that one day we shall be in that number. We shall go where there's no weeping and wailing. No more sorrows and cares. We shall go where the wicked shall cease from troubling. We shall go on that other side where someplace we can feel thy everlasting love. Someplace we can be touched by thy divine finger of direction. Someplace that you prepared for us. Oh, somebody got somebody over there. What a great family reunion that will be. Somebody got a mother over there. Somebody got a father over there. And we know that they are right now while they're in the land of the living and we here in the land of the dying. But someday we'll be able to have a great fellowship of love, divine and holy reunion in thy name. Go with us on this side. This side in the land of the dying. This side where there's still destruction and depression. This side where there's still divorces and broken homes. This side where there's still broken hearts and messed up pathways. This side. But we know we can make it. We know we can take it. We know
that you shake us up, that we might be made better. And oh God, right now we shout the hallelujah. We say glory, hallelujah. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, hallelujah. I feel better, so much better. I'm going home to live with Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. God, somebody can't sing that, but let them be able to sing it one day, because you touched our hearts. You touched our minds. You put new walking in our feet. We want to say thank you. This is our prayer, O